Greetings, Imagineers. My name's Zach Stelmach, and I'm here for the Space Babes.
I'm Ricky. I'm here for the space exploration. I just want to know what's out there.
I'm Dave, and I like space for its potential.
Space. Is it the final frontier? I guess so. Well, no, there could be like, you know.
Could be like dimensions.
Yeah.
Like that show Sliders.
Yeah.
I've never seen
that. Was a great show.
Terrible show.
Whatever. I watched all of it.
So there's...
Wait a minute.
Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, Jerry O'Connell.
Come on.
Shout outs to Jerry O'Connell. Yeah, thanks for listening to the Imagineers podcast, my man.
They went to a dimension once.
Tomcats.
Where, like, they didn't have penicillin. And the one guy made penicillin, and he turned into, like, a god there. And he's like, I don't want to leave. I'll make penicillin. They're all like, this is bad. He's like, but I introduced penicillin. That's bizarre.
Penicillin.
Yeah.
So there's 9 planets from the sun.
Yeah.
Right?
In our solar system.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever hear this in this order? I was always taught, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas.
I have never heard that before, but that is a good way to remember the order of them.
I know, it's the most, like, ridiculous thing to try to remember. Like, how many pizzas again? Mercury.
Venus.
Earth.
Mars. Jupiter. Saturn.
Uranus.
Neptune.
Pluto. Pizzas. Right?
I stopped at some of them because I wasn't too sure.
And believe it or not, like, you would think the planet closest to the sun is, like, the hottest, but it's not.
I think Venus is the hottest planet.
Yeah,
Venus is.
Mercury
is
the closest to the sun.
Oh, Mercury.
But Mercury.
See what I mean? But yeah, Mercury, that's
Mercury
what
is, like, it's, like, rock-based, so
yeah,
it doesn't get as hot as Venus, which is...
Yeah.
Gas.
But it's like,
okay, that'll explain it. Okay,
very severe, like, changing
crazy
temperatures.
Yep.
So, like, during the day, it's like 450 degrees Celsius.
And that's how I keep this apartment.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, how hot do you think those rocks are in Mercury?
Pretty
oh
hot. Hot rocks coming through.
You do not want to walk across the beach in Mercury without your sandals.
No,
it's like lava ain't got nothing on
geez
me.
Gotta have my SPF 45.
Ouch. Been on Mercury all day. That's why my skin's glowing. At night, it drops to like negative 170. At some point of the day, it just drops.
Yeah.
It gets cold.
Like in that Futurama episode where they go for the drive on Mercury, the horizon's coming and it's just frosty at the other end of the horizon and they have to hide in that farmer's biodome and Bender sleeps with the other robot, daughter.
Makes sense. My man, shout out. Thanks a lot. I don't know. Mercury.
I could live there.
When's it day and night in Mercury? Like, you mean like our day and night with the temperature differences?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like,
what other
like,
ones
it's closest
is
to the sun, isn't it like daylight all the time?
No.
Okay.
The back side of it will be dark.
Because the sun...
The
yeah
sun
yeah
is big, yeah, but the back side of the planet will always be dark.
Yeah, that's true. Just like our Earth.
Yeah. Ding. It's not facing the sun.
Silly Earth.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be bright there, like, most of the time just because it's that close.
No, the sun doesn't, like, illuminate the, like, space around it. Space is still black as
right?
Mm. Mm, Dr.
But,
Dave.
Yeah.
It's not, well, like, lab a, coat,
it's not like a light bulb. It doesn't just kind of, like, glow a little bit near it. It
yeah
just shoots light everywhere. And
yeah.
Light and fire and awesomeness.
Light.
All these crazy cosmic beams.
Right. Can't wait.
I'd live on Mercury.
Would you?
Yeah, totally.
Out of all of them?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, because that was going to be one of my questions. Which planet would you live on? But let's, like...
I'll get to it later, then. I'll give you my reasons later.
Okay, yeah. All right.
When we get to the question.
There's always Venus, which is the hottest planet. And
well,
it's,
of course.
You know,
that's where all the women come
toxic
from.
Toxic gas clouds.
Yeah.
It sucks. I wouldn't like the people there.
No. No.
You wouldn't,
it's really, really, yeah.
You wouldn't like any of the people on Venus?
No. Okay, so, like, what do you think the name of the people? The Venusers? The Venusi?
You realize...
We're a tribe.
The Venzies.
We're the Venzies. I like the Venzies.
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Yes.
It's funny because you're basically saying you don't like Venus. I don't like anybody from Venus.
Meanly gassy girls?
Meanly gassy girls.
Hi, my name's...
Sounds hot.
Wow. Did you meet my wife? Stellamach? The Venusi and the Mercurs. The Mercurs. Are you down with that?
The Moroccans.
The Mercurans?
Mercumites?
The Mercumites? Okay, I'll go with Mercumites.
So it'll then right. Space people they... refer to us as Earthlings. Then.
Yeah, we're definitely humanoids.
Yeah.
Totally.
Humanoids from Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Against Earthlings. The Venusi, which is apparently a bunch of gassy chicks.
Yeah. Meanly gassy chicks.
Yes.
Meanly hot, gassy chicks.
So they're just extremely hot, but they just have mad gas.
Mad gas, yeah.
Mad gas.
And they just choke you with their love gas.
Honey, was that a burp? Holy crap. That's enough to kill 5 men.
The third is obviously Earth, so we're third from the sun, right? Yeah.
Yep. Third rock.
Yeah.
Third rock from the sun.
And if you don't know anything about our planet, then you shouldn't be here. And you're obviously an illegal alien listener, which you give us a shout-out to other planets out there. That'd be great.
Yeah.
We're giving you shout-outs, the Mercurs, the Venusis.
Like us on the social medias.
Yeah.
On whatever home planet you're from.
What I've always thought about as a kid, though, is that the next planet is Mars, right? And Mars is my favorite.
The red planet.
Mostly because it's like the only planet they've tried to make some headway on. One of these days.
Yeah, they're talking about like the one-way trips to Mars.
One of these days, just like Total Recall, we're going to have to go there. We're just going to have to chill.
See, I want...
2063, I'm calling it. We're all going to have to go to Mars.
I'm going to accomplish 2 things in my life, gentlemen. One will be to live forever in a robot form. and the other will be to be get first to Mars, claim it all to myself.
Yeah.
Charge everybody rent when they get
We would
here.
Totally hang out on Mars. That would be a good time.
Yeah, but Mars I'm going to be the Mars...
Hang out on Mars?
Yeah. I want to be the Mars landlord. I'd be the Donald Trump of Mars before everyone gets there. Be like, oh, you want some land?
Hair.
Oh, you ruined Earth? Welcome to Mars. Yeah. It's going to cost you.
Oh.
Get your moon dollars.
They have... they found water, carbon dioxide, in the soil.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, they say that it used to have water, like streams and like lakes and stuff.
Yeah.
The Mars rover is there right now, and it's sending back...
Yeah, because right after Mars is the asteroid belt.
Oh,
so you got a
bunch
of fucking rocks just going everywhere, right? Falling.
Yeah.
And they join up with Mars, and their falling residue comes and hits us, and we're like, hey, this looks like we can like examine this.
Yeah.
Send this to Dave in City Hall. And Dave's
the NASA
wearing,
branch of City Hall.
Dave's wearing the same lab coat he has on now. Thanks for wearing that, by the way.
Oh, you know.
And he examines it and be like, oh,
bringing
yeah.
lab coats yeah. back.
Let's since, like, we can see this stuff's condensate, let's try to live there. We'll send Arnold Schwarzenegger first.
That's a good idea. I'd send Arnie, too.
So, we're ready. Send us there.
Oh, yeah. Let's continue to ruin this planet.
Yeah.
And then just jump ship.
Yeah.
I'm game.
Totally.
Yep.
I'm down. What would everybody else just get on board.
What do you think the people from Mars are? First, what are they called? The Martians?
Martians.
Martians.
The Martians.
Yeah.
Nice. And they are red. They got big heads.
Sometimes
they got,
they're
like,
green.
The George Costanza hair. They all have it. He's bald. They're balding on the top.
Do you,
they
think,
just
like,
got hair
do you think they look like the Martians in Mars Attacks?
No.
No?
No, because those things are freaky, and I don't want them to come
down
and kill us.
Those things were really freaky.
Because if there's anybody of these species I want to hang out with, it's the Martians. So don't be evil, Martians. Be cool.
I bet they're all cows.
Why? With tentacles,
bet,
obviously.
I bet... No, they're just... Cows are Martians who came to Earth. And then got instantly enslaved by us. And we've been eating them unknowingly for generations.
Aww.
But on Mars...
That would be so sad.
Uh-oh. Mars, they just hate us. We're going to get there.
That'd
They're
going to
be like, moo, and just mow us down.
Yeah.
Mighty cow vengeance.
I think Mars would be, like, as far as wars of the planets go, they would be the meanest.
Yeah, because they're all cows.
I don't want to see cows as mean.
Mean horns.
Why would a cow want to? A cow's just trying to feed me. It realizes that now. In today's day and age, cows know what they do.
Yeah. Earth cows, but not space cows, not Mars cows.
I don't know, man. When Mars cows moo.
Maybe.
Coming out
maybe
soon.
You wouldn't be able to hear them.
Oh, maybe that's why Earth cows moo. They're trying to say moon because they're trying to get out of here. Moon. Like, we need to get back to the moon. Save us, moon.
We're coming. They're just loitering on the side of the streets with signs that we'll be there soon. People are driving. Cows are driving by on their drive to work. Get a job!
Librarian cows.
And then my second favorite is Jupiter. Why? I like the way it looks.
It's because it's giant and
the big gas giant.
That red circle is just a huge storm.
Oh, yeah.
That just goes on all the time. That's so trippy.
Is that like a big gas tornado or hurricane? What was that?
More like a hurricane. It's going to rock you like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Here Dave is.
Rock you like a hurricane.
It's a gas giant, and it has that asteroid belt that separates that from Mars, which is cool, because I think the concept of the asteroid belt is sweet. I would wear that if I was a big space giant.
Come and steal the asteroid belt?
Yeah, and it would be like my bat utility belt. I would just take these rocks and just... Yeah! Asteroids at you. Solo's going to have to try to dodge me.
I see the asteroid belt as like the tracks in town, right? And right now we're on the nice side of the tracks. When you go to the other side of the belt, so you get your Jupiters, your Saturns, me with its rings, brass rings, doom. Pluto's just cold. Uranus.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Uranus.
Oh, no. We would call the people from Jupiter the Jupes. I want to call them the Jupes.
The Jupes? Yeah, that's what
Jupes.
I was thinking.
Goddamn
too.
Jupes. And they're like, I kind of see them more cowardly. They just want to chill. They don't want to participate in the war.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, it's just like.
The gentle giant?
They're kind of like just in the middle, right?
Yeah pretty much.
Yeah, right? They're very. I see them as very short dwarves, blue heads. And they have, their eyes where their ears should be or something weird. And they're the Jupes, and we don't want to deal with them. That's what
so
I
basically you're imagining the, alien toys from Toy Story?
Sure. Yeah.
That's
were they from Jupiter?
They could be.
They could be.
All right, now we know. Aw, but I liked you, Jupes. And you had to go and jupe me out of the job.
Duped by some Jupes.
T-shirt sales duped by Jupes. Saturn is I always wanted to like Saturn because Saturn seemed cool.
If I had a car company, I'd call it Saturn.
Right? That's a great idea. I would drive one of those like I do now.
Do you think people have races around that big-ass ring that's around Saturn? Like, it's just a huge-ass relay race that just goes on for, days.
You couldn't ride
on
that, though, because it's made of gas, right?
No, the rings are, mini, asteroid belts. They're just full
are
of,
they?
Like... Yeah, they're full of, debris and awesomeness.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
they're, amazing. Thick.
That's so cool.
But, yeah, it is, it's like a gas kind of tornado.
So you could do races on that.
Yeah, totally.
But again...
Imagine if it just...
You could do kickflips on it if you had a big enough skateboard.
It would be, one of those, RC tracks we play as...
Yeah.
Dude, right?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Slots. Yeah.
And the big, space commanders just got, this big controller. Baby. The Earthlings versus the Jupes. On the Saturn ring. Stay tuned. You're on the Space Network. Don't stand so close. We have all this space. The people there would be... I don't know. I see it as a very... Testy. They would go to war, but in the form of, old bag ladies. Old, girth of ladies that bake bread all day. And they'd have rings around their head, too, instead of bonnets. Then they would be the Mother Saturns. Yeah.
You just... You imagine they, old,
Yeah, they're all ladies, yeah.
German, Italian mothers just bake actually. All day. And,
yeah.
Oh, look, you're too thin. You must eat. You're a growing boy.
Their choice of weapon is
boy
like
needs food.
This big space rolling pin. And it can shoot lasers and stuff, but like, they'd rather be.
They are dangerous.
No!
You know what your mom says?
But they're speaking space language, you don't know. Kloosh, 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 and.
You know when you were a kid and you got in trouble and you made a lot of noise and your parents sent you to bed and you're still making noise and they're like, they'd yell up at you, hey, you don't want me to come up there because you won't like to see what would happen if I come up there. Just imagine those Saturn mom Saturn things from Zack's Describe.
Sugar Saturns.
Laser pins.
Boosh blow. Going to Saturn school and telling other angry old ladies that your angry old lady mom beat you. Oh, Blue's driving. Save my life.
She came upstairs.
Oh, her big laser rolling pin.
I was schooled. Now I know. I'll never be bad again.
They always have the best life advice.
Quit your job and grow carrots, man.
Grow your own milk, man.
Moon.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story about Uranus. Went the other day, and I had to say this. The people were so nice. They were so small as mice. I wore them like hats on my head. But now I'm dead. Because I could never live there.
Yeah.
I could never survive on Uranus.
It has an insufferable atmosphere.
That was good. Good. So, beatboxing done by Ricky there. That was
are the people on Uranus called assholes?
Should
that's,
they?
That's what all right, I
they're just called
know.
The assholes. All right.
They're just commonly referred to.
And they would obviously, they would be the first to fight, too.
They'd start they'd be the a bunch
fight,
of
they're
assholes.
They're just a bunch,
sure.
of assholes. Yeah.
Those assholes.
Shitting on you everywhere you go. Did you, like, most of their gases, though, they get so cold that they freeze into ice. Freeze gas. So they'd be like Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Mr. Yeah. Freeze.
You're not subject me to the cooler.
Jerks.
I'm cold enough.
Smelly jerks.
Uranus's nickname is the Ice Giant. Kind of like the Green Giant, but made of ice. Real fucking clever, scientists.
Maybe advertisers who came up with the Green Giant.
Well, like advertising scientists. We're talking about space here, all right? So technically we're science people, all right? We just got to put that as a tag in the podcast.
We are people of science.
Yeah. We are officially licensed Imagineers. I'll take it.
I'd like to say I'm a knight of Imagineering.
Ooh. Dave rules us with knightetry. Not a word.
By an imaginary queen.
Uranus would have like that some evil queen, too. They all work up to this like evil queen, but they're
evil
a bunch of
ice
assholes
queen.
Anyways. She's the evil ice queen of assholes.
The evil ice
and
queen.
She just rules all the assholes.
Rules
everywhere.
All the assholes.
She is the queen.
Come here, thy assholes.
She is the queen asshole.
Queen asshole. Shout outs to the ice giant. Why you gotta be so cold?
Why you gotta be such a cold-hearted bitch?
Yeah, because she lives on
Rick
Uranus.
James, cool-blooded here on Space FM. Then we go to Neptune. Being the second ice giant, because it's just as cold. So we're just getting colder now.
I bet they party on Neptune, though.
It has a bunch of methane on it, right? So it tints like this big dark planet to a tinted blue.
I bet you any money that was Walter White's favorite planet.
Shoutouts. Now you're dead. Spoilers. The people from Neptune.
The tunes.
Musicians.
Why? Why would they be musicians?
Because they're tunes.
Neptunes.
The tunes.
Yeah, but it's spelled T-U-N-E-S, so it wouldn't be like...
Okay, you can edit that out.
I proved my myself wrong as I was saying it.
Do you think you watch a lot of cartoons on Neptune?
Well, that's what I was about to argue, but it's
no.
Is everybody a cartoon on Neptune?
Okay,
if
so
you were to travel there, do you turn into a cartoon?
Well, if that's the case, we're moving to Neptune.
That's the case, yeah. You gotta go to Neptune. We gotta check it. You guys gotta see Neptune this year.
Can have a sweet cartoon parka.
Okay, what are they like? They're cold, so like I'm imagining they're like they got like big fur coats on top of there.
Maybe they're Ewoks mixed with that giant
Wampa.
Yeah, like from The Empire Strikes Back in the beginning. Yeah, what if it's mixed with that with an Ewok?
That's a good idea.
See, I just see a bunch of like pimp-looking fellas with fur coats.
Canes.
They gotta keep themselves warm.
And style.
You never see their face. They're just covered by their fur coat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Totally. But where do they get the fur from?
How does it survive on the planet? I know you're asking that, but
they
let's not ruin
themselves.
Yeah, totally.
Someone's gotta die for
fellow
a coat tonight.
That sounds like a song that they would sing on Neptune.
Someone's gotta die for a coat tonight.
I'm going.
Yo,
my
cousin Bill just got stolen last week.
Maybe their process of elimination to see who gets killed for the coat is they have to sing the best song.
Yeah. I'm going out for a coat tonight.
They all get standing ovations. How do we know?
Ourselves a fight.
If the crowd joins in, you automatically win. You are safe from elimination.
Group beating.
That's hilarious.
Neptune sounds dangerous.
Yeah,
guys.
I wouldn't want to
beat people from Neptune in like a dark alley.
I would lose so
like,
much.
I gotta get a coat.
Yeah, and I would lose so much money because there would just be a bunch of hippie musicians with their open guitar cases playing on the side of the street.
I like this song.
Man, I just like gave a quarter to that guy. What a bunch of tunes you guys are. Gotta get some tunage. So they master music. The most music they think of is like peace and love, man. So they don't
rock and roll.
Fight. They're not very violent. As a kid, I really, really liked Pluto. Pluto fascinated me. But then we got to a point where like,
see, I always thought that Pluto was covered in Pluto dogs.
Nice.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
So is that what the people are like?
Yeah. There's no people there. It's just Pluto dogs.
But they're freezing cold all the time.
But the dogs. They're okay. They're okay with it. They're running around, romping.
Yeah.
Chasing each other's tails.
They've had a wolf life.
It's like a dog park.
Yeah.
Yeah, big dog park. Yeah.
Big dog park.
Big cold dog park.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they got to uphold society. So you got to have, like, dog scientists, dog, like, garbage men.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Dog garbage men. They'd just be like, they'd pick up your trash, but then they started eating it.
Who threw this away?
Oh, there's some meat on this bone still. What are you doing?
Are you guys nuts?
Professional Red Rover player dogs?
Yeah. Hey, did you eat your dishes
clean? It's like a professional sport.
Who wants belly rubs?
Population lines up.
The whole population will line up. They'll take numbers.
Now, serving
belly rub day.
Oh, here we go, eh?
Hurry up, Frank. I'm hogging all the belly rubs. War of the Planets. Who wins?
Earth.
Earth would dominate all. I don't believe that.
There's too many of us.
Don't believe that. You don't believe that we're being watched by some jupes right now, and they're planning to take over.
I don't think so.
You know what? Why not?
We got Captain America, baby.
Now. Oh, my gosh.
I think they would have done it by now.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're going to watch us tank. Like drive ourselves deeper into the hole, you know?
Maybe they're part of it. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah, probably. They're just, like, sprinkling a little, like, magic dust that's making our economy worse and worse.
Spreading the shit everywhere.
Who says we're not a bunch of jupes and that we didn't take over Earth, like, eons ago. Maybe we took it from the dinosaurs. Maybe regular dinosaurs are the ones who were supposed to be
regular humans. Oh, wow.
Right? They just disappeared. And all of a sudden, we show up.
Oh.
We're just a bunch of invading jupes.
Oh, man.
Stealing
them out of the job.
Yep. Those poor dinosaurs. Probably in space.
So sorry, dinosaurs. We really didn't mean to take your jupes.
Space bandit dinosaurs.
Oh, man. I was afraid of you at first, but now I fear that I did the dinosaurs wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, this has been a life-changing podcast.
I think you should.
I don't know where the song goes from here.
It goes into the hi-hats at first. Not quite.
That's Star Wars.
A good space tune.
Wow. Oh, dinosaurs. Oh, you guys, we're so sorry. And we never meant to do you any wrong. So, dinosaurs, if you're still out there, give us a call. Maybe we can get some lunch sometime.
Can you imagine?
I'll buy.
You really want to buy for a dinosaur?
Yes, I would, because I feel bad that we took your
germs. Have like space dinosaurs would have rocket packs.
Dinosaurs with rocket packs?
And space guns?
They have the technology.
Oh, space guns! Yeah. Oh, all of our artist comic listeners, please
maybe
make
this. Maybe they have a gun that turns humans into dinosaurs. It's just like...
That's what being an Imagineer is about!
Yeah. Take this!
Imagination! Peace!
Thank you.